All right. Hey, dude. Hey, and welcome to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Wallacher, with the Rock Solid Gym Method, which includes courses, journals, and one-on-one coaching. If you are interested in learning a little bit more about that and seeing what is live and available, feel free to go to rocksolidgymmethod.com. That's rocksolidgymmethod.com to find out more about that. Ooh, should we do that as an intro? Then I won't pitch to you at the end. All that stuff, everything that I talk about on the podcast that has deeper dives in as far as like courses and journals go. So, and even more so with one-on-one coaching, to just get more deep dives of this. But today, what I want to talk about is you're actually really good looking. How about that one? So how this came about is I have a list of podcast episodes that I'll be recording either today and tomorrow that you will hear over the next like month or so. So, oh, hello. Thank you for telling me that. I don't want to be friends right now, Keith. So, if you hear any like pauses in audio, something comes up on my laptop and we are super high tech recording here, but I have a list of things that I want to talk about, and it's progressively things that have come up either that friends and family have brought up, that clients have brought up, all different kinds of things, and I just want to kind of talk through it, or like me personally. So this one's for me personally. So you actually look really good, and this came up because I'll talk about this in the next couple of weeks a little bit more clearly, but I left the gym that I was at and decided that I wanted to go back into CrossFit. So I've been on this. I went through my movement journal, and my movement journal I never go through it correctly or as deeply as I want to, but in that time frame I always make really good changes. So it's just like the mindset of I'm going through this, I know what I want to do, I know the outlook I want to do and want to have, and this is what I do. And that's what my course like walks you through as well. But I decided that I really do want to be more of the athlete that I know I can be, the one that I've been trying to be for years and have gone up and down of, this is something that I'm chasing and I'm never going to have. And also knowing like this is very possible and this is very much me. So it's this constant battle, and I'll kind of break that down a little bit more as well. But I went to a CrossFit gym, and first realization was I'm going in shorts and a sweatshirt. Now that may be no big deal, but for me, somebody who has constantly for years picked apart my body and am now in a good spot, I didn't even think twice about it until I was in the car. Like normally I would be covered up. I would wear something that's like quote unquote normal for people to work out in, rather than like me, I do shorts and a cutoff t-shirt mostly. If you don't know that about me, look up hashtag 59 cutoff days, and that will break down how I got into my 59 days to habit change journal. So you can see all of my beautiful cutoffs, and yes, 59 days of different cutoff t-shirts. You are welcome. I have two others, but that was the latest one a couple years ago. But shorts and a cutoff tank top or cutoff t-shirt is what I am most comfortable in. That is the, like, this is what I feel good in. This is what I feel empowered in. When I was in a typical gym that had all the mirrors, like, this is what I could see my body, like, working at. And I could pick apart and figure out how I wanted to build it more and find, like, the problem areas and all that kind of stuff. Kind of like how bodybuilding is, but mine turned into more destructive behavior rather than just outside perspective, how do I want to build my body and my physique. So going to the gym, I realized that. And also I realized like I'm going into this for me. Like it's been over a year, possibly close to two years since I've consistently done CrossFit and consistently, like honestly worked out. It's been quite a journey lately, but going into it, I was like, I'm not going to go crazy. I'm not going to have this high expectation of I need to put on this portrayal, because even though I am nowhere near the body that I want to be, I've become more loving and accepting of it and realize like I'm making progress towards that, but I'm not the body that I still mentally have to fight with. Like I'm not the body that I feel like I should be, being somebody that is athletic. But so I feel like people are going to expect like higher things from me, expect more from me. And that's why I've pushed off working out at the gym I work at, or the studio that I work at as well, like taking classes there, because I'm not going to be going as hard or as crazy. I'm not going to be the best one. I may not be the best one in class, and I don't want that pressure or frustration or anything like that. And I don't want to have an anxiety attack in class as well. And I've gotten to a place where I know that that's not going to happen anymore. But there was just all these different things like coming in and pushing at me. But going to take this CrossFit class and realizing, like, I'm going in with these expectations of I'm doing this for me. I know I'm not going to use the weights that are like suggested for the men's and women's. If you've ever taken a CrossFit class, you know, but if not, when they come up with the workout, they have like a set standard for men and women's as far as weights, or if you're doing cardio equipment, like the calories or the meters or whatever you're going towards, and you can scale accordingly. But that's usually like the numbers that they put on the screen are usually the ones that you want to work towards so you can do the workout consistently. And it's been a while since I've done that. And even before, like, I would kind of scale it back a little bit because I was constantly beating up my body and it wasn't recovering well. And all things to work on that I'm in a better spot with. But going in and like having that mindset of I'm wearing shorts and a sweatshirt because this is comfortable and this is like in a way safe for me, something where I don't have to pick and pull at my clothes to make sure like it's not sticking or it doesn't look funny. It's just super simple. And also that like I'm doing this for me, so I don't care if I'm not able to do the full workout. I don't care if I'm not able to do all the weights. Like, this is for me. And I went back like the next day and I know that I look different. I know that I stand out. I know that I actually look like I know what I'm doing. I know that I actually do look fit. I know that when I work out, I actually do kind of look like a badass. And I'm learning to accept that, because the second day that I went in, I saw a guy from the day earlier. And this is what I really enjoy about CrossFit, because it kind of gets rid of the gym bros and the douchebags and like the all about the look judging people thing. And it's more of like, if you've ever taken a fitness class and you get the camaraderie and the family aspect going and the acceptance of it, like those people no longer exist. And that's just the culture and the standard that they hold. And that's what I really enjoy. But there's a guy, an older guy, and the coach that was coaching that day, I hadn't met yet. And she was kind of introducing herself to me and we were talking a little bit. And he's like, she's really good. She's awesome to me. And I was like, thank you. Please don't have high expectations for me, though. Like, I'm just trying to get through this. And I noticed, like, they were talking and, like, pointing in my direction. And I'm like, and the second day I wore shorts and a cutoff t-shirt. And I was like, I know I look really good. I know when I'm hanging on the bar, my lats look really good. Like, I've got really nice lats. I probably have some fuzzies in my armpits, but you know what? I don't care. I shaved and I'm in a state where I'm like comfortable with myself. I know that when I'm jumping on the box, like my legs jiggle and I'm sure my arms jiggle a little bit as well, but I've got really muscular legs. I've got nicely shaped arms. And yes, there's different spots of fat that I would like to reduce and I would like to have a more lean body, but overall, I actually do look like an athlete. And this was a realization that I had. And sometimes I still kind of pick myself apart in the mirror, but it's more of like, why am I doing this? What is the point of me like losing more weight here? What is that going to accomplish? And also, I had this realization as well, that when I look at myself in the mirror and I'm picking apart how I look and how I want to look, if I really break it down, the physique that I want to have is under here. It's just losing a little bit of weight. But if I lose that little bit of weight, I feel like I'm losing my security blanket. And here's where all of my everything that I do is based on. I feel like I'm losing my security blanket because I already get more attention than I want to have. I've already been told over and over and over again that guys only want one thing. They only want your physical body and they only want sex. And if I'm physically attractive to a majority of people, I'm going to get more unsolicited attention than I actually want to have. And I'm too nice of a person to just be a this is the only words that come to mind. I'm too nice of a person to be a bitch and like, fuck off, get away from me kind of person. And I like that about myself, but in certain situations, like, that does get taken advantage of, is I do just listen because I know what it's like to not be heard. I will just, like, stand there and take your information because who knows what kind of day you're having. But it comes down to, like, I don't, like, stop looking at me. Stop being, like, a weird guy. Like, stop being, like, this weird person. And if I am a little bit overweight, if I do have more cellulite, if I do have more dimples on my legs, if I do have more weight around my stomach, if I'm not completely like super shredded and lean and have like the arm and shoulder veins that I want so badly and like to really show off the definition of the muscle that I have built over this decade of lifting, like off and on consistently, like what is that going to do? What is that going to be like? And that's why I can't lose the excess weight. That's why I've always held on to these last like 10, 15 pounds that if I did lose would bring me so much closer to the body that I know I want to have and that I can have. But it's because I still have this lingering fear that the more attractive I am, the more weight I lose, the less fat I have, the more attention I'm going to have, and I don't want to have that attention. I've always, since I left high school and like went to college and have been off on my own, I'm very independent, and I love how my sister put it. I'm fiercely independent. Like, I am very much solid on my own and am fine with certain people in my life, like close by, but I need my alone time. And when I am walking around, I probably do don't take as many precautions as most women do. Because I have this independence of like, I want to go and do this, so I'm going to go and do this, and there's nothing that you can do to stop me. So when I am walking around by myself, I keep my head low and I have this energy of, I dare you to fuck with me. And that energy, the moment I bring it down even just a little bit, is when I start getting the attention or the comments that I don't want. But if I hold that strong, that energy, I know pushes people away and keeps their eyes away from me. And I can keep that moving forward. And also moving forward, I do not have the body that most people find attractive. I'm a very muscular, independent woman, and most men do not find that attractive. Like the stereotypical men. And did I share that post? I think I did. Of like the normal man, the everyday American man, or just men in general, like a more petite, helpless woman that they can protect and feel like the strong man for. But I don't fit that mold. So, of course, they are going to feel threatened by that. And if I can automatically put myself at the top of, like, you're not going to like this, just by physically being that person, then they're going to avoid me even more. Welcome to just my therapy session as I talk myself through this. But that's what it comes down to. My fear of getting attention by losing weight and being the person that I know I want to be is, oh my gosh, this is just going to be, stay tuned in the next month for Stop Living Your Life So Others Feel Comfortable With You, because oh my gosh, is that going to be a good one. But it comes down to that. If you can't lose weight, if you can't accomplish your goals, if you can't do something that you feel deep down in your soul you can do and you want to do, ask yourself why. Why do you want to do that thing? Why can't you do that thing? Why do you feel you aren't supposed to do that thing? Why do you feel you're incapable of doing that thing? But why do you also feel so strongly that that is something that you want and can do? I know I can be this fit person that I have in my mind. I know that I can look the way that I want to look. And it's changed from feeling like I need to be completely shredded and bodybuilder ready at all times, because that's what I saw and surrounded myself with, especially on social media, was all of these fit bodies or people that just posted their competition photos. And knowing that, like, and having to realize that that's not what they look like. And that's the other thing too. When we see on social media, what I post, the people that I put that I follow, like what they post, it's just a moment in time. If it's a video, it's 10 to 15 seconds of their life, 10 to 15 seconds of their life, 10 to 15 seconds of them posing and posting and sharing. And that's not what they look like on the regular existing. Like the pictures that I share definitely are more relaxed than they used to be, but I would pose myself and twist myself and contort myself and pull on my clothes and like pop my hip out of place for the look that everyone else was sharing of big butt, small waist, like lean body. But that's not what I look like existing and walking around. I have larger legs. My thighs rub together. I have big arms and I still have some fat on them. Like I have a stomach and if I bend over, it's got rolls and it's bigger than it. I don't want to say it's bigger than it should be, but like it's bigger than what I see online. But I have to remember that to the general public, I actually look like the person that I want to be. Like I actually look like I know what I'm doing. Sorry, I feel like I'm going to sneeze. And this happened too yesterday just where you have these high expectations for yourself and for what you look like and for what is best for you. And I had two members weigh themselves yesterday and realize that they were dropping weight and how their heaviest was still like less than me. So realizing, like listening to them talking about like, I can't believe I got that big, like I'm losing weight, I still got a long ways to go, I want to hit these numbers, and having to pull myself back and be like, this is them, this is what they want, this is not what you want or what they need to hear, this is what they want based on themselves. We don't need to go into the mindset of it, we don't need to make sure that they're okay, like this is, they're feeling better, they're taking care of themselves, they're noticing results, and they're starting to see that number change on the scale. And I had to, for a split second, remind myself, I am not them and they aren't me. Just because they have lower numbers that I would like to see and I would like to hit does not mean that I am this obese, overweight cow or whatever. Like, not at all. And that didn't even cross my mind. But it's like, I am built differently. I train differently. And I have a different life and body and mind and goals than they do. And they have their own life and body, mind, goals for what they want to do. And it's nothing more, nothing less than that. So you actually do look really good. You're just used to seeing yourself every single day in ways and poses that the general public does not see. You are comparing yourself to bodies of different people that are not you, that have different goals, that have different bodies, that have different genetics, that have different everything than you, and you are trying to compare yourself to them. And when you surround yourself in that life, in that lifestyle with these people, that's all you see, and you feel that that's normal. And the fitness industry can be a very good place, but it can also be a very toxic place. Because if you just surround yourself with people that are constantly pursuing the physical perfection that the small percentage of the population has and achieves, it is going to be very easy to get sucked into that and have a warped view of what actually is good and what actually is healthy and what you actually want to have and what you actually want to see. And I'm not saying you have to pull yourself out of that. There will be days where you do actually have to leave the gym, and stay tuned in the next couple of weeks for that one. But it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to stay that way. It doesn't have to get to that point. You can find balance in it all, but it really does come down to, what do you want? Why do you want it? Why are you struggling to get to it? And working through that. And that does take time. It's not just a quick realization and change. It may be a quick realization, but it's going to be a constant choice every single day to choose that different path. Because what you're doing is comfortable. What I'm doing is comfortable. Keeping this weight, keeping this excess safety blanket is comfortable for me because of years of fear. And every day that I choose to continue eating healthy, continue to go to class, continue to realize that I am safe and I am okay in my body and the outside world, and like having a stronger sense of self and learning to say no and learning to stop being a people pleaser, which we will probably talk about next week, the easier it's going to be, quote unquote easier, it's going to be for me to lose that weight then. Because your body is so focused on keeping you safe that any kind of stress it sees as life-threatening. So the stress of abandonment, the fear of attention, the fear of what others are going to think and say and do is all a life-threatening stress. And our body only knows how to deal with that in certain ways. And a lot of that is to make sure that you have fat to survive. Because before, it was surviving the winter. It was feast and famine. And if you were in famine, if you were stressed, anything that you could store away for later would mean survival. But that's not what the world that we're in right now, especially just in America or the more developed countries where food is not a problem. And I've had my own issues where I was just going to the dollar store to get food because I put myself in a bad financial spot, but you are still safe enough to survive. So it's more dealing with the mental side of it that is going to actually help you if you do want to lose weight, if you do want to get rid of those excess pounds, is realizing that you are okay, that you are safe. And the more confident and solid you become in that safety, the easier it's going to be for your body to let go. Because once it does feel safe, it will naturally let that go because it's going to be able to trust you, to trust that you're going to feed it, to trust that you're going to take care of it, to trust that you are going to keep it out of harm's way. And if you bring it in harm's way, it is going to protect you. That's its only goal, only thing in life. So you actually do look really, really good for you. Not comparing with other people, but also with compared to the general population, you look fantastic. And it's time for you to start realizing that and stop being so afraid of it. So thank you so much for tuning in to the Braindump Diaries podcast. Please stay tuned. As I said, we have quite a few good podcasts as well that are coming your way. More brain dumps of my therapy sessions and realizations. And I hope you found this helpful. If you did, feel free to let me know. Feel free to leave a comment down below, especially if you're on SoundCloud. Otherwise, feel free to message me. I am Jessie Wallacher on all of my social medias. And by all of my social medias, I just mean Facebook and Instagram. So feel free to let me know there. Otherwise, stay tuned. We are going to have some more good ones starting next week. Have a fantastic day, and I will talk to you again really, really soon. Bye!